I really enjoy that you can't read my handwriting at all.
I just, it's really tough.
Yeah.
I wish you'd use your left hand more.
I should do it right now, right?
Why?
Well, why not? Okay, fine. Forget it. I'm not writing anything left-handed ever again. You have a
pen on your face.
Do I really? No, where do I have a pen? It's right here. Oh, no. On my eyeball?
Yeah, you got it on your...
Is it this one?
Yeah, you're getting it.
Yeah, look at my hand.
Oh,
why?
You just smeared it.
Why is there so much pen all over me?
You look like you have
a blue tear. Is my pen exploding?
You have a blue tear.
Good Lord. What is happening? I am just falling apart here. Pen on my face. Pen all over my hands.
Pen on my face.
Why are there so many pens?
That happens to me, too.
Like this much?
Yeah.
There's like six of them.
And up here, too.
Yeah. Well, how?
Over here, too.
What? No. Oh, no! Why is this happening to me?
I don't know.
Touch this pen.
I don't want it.
Is it me? Is it me? It's gotta be just me. This is madness. How do I do these things? Do I still have pen tears?
No, you got your...
I got my pen tears?
You got your...
I took care of my pen tears?
I think we should just move into the podcast.
Wow. Stop being a nightmare, please. Okay, hi. I am a wreck today, apparently, and I'm touching the pen that will probably be my downfall. It's going to explode. This is season 4, episode 3 of Podcast for Good. My name is Heather Lucas, and I am, other than a nightmare and a mess, I am the fiscal and policy coordinator for the Washington State Combined Fund Drive.
Heather, you are great.
I am great, but I'm also a nightmare and a mess at the same time. You can be great. And a nightmare. Okay. I don't know if you knew that, but
I love
it's
your
true.
Acceptance.
Look at me. Be incredible.
You are incredible. I'm Jerrica Ferguson, talking positivity. I do marketing and development for the CFD.
Yeah, you do. And you do talk positive.
I do. I'm just
Thank you
trying.
For being so positive and boosting my self-esteem.
Trying to do it.
We talked with Thurston County Food Bank, Judy Jones, Development Director. She came
so
in
great.
And she talked about food matters, and the environment.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, Thurston County Food Bank, Judy wanted to sign up last season, but all of her spots were full. Mm. So, when we had talked before, we had talked, well, you know, how does food and a food bank, how does this impact the environment?
Yeah.
Do I have pen on my head again?
No, okay. I don't. I just have an itch.
All right, I just had to make sure. But, I actually got to speak with her about, certain things about the environment and how this relates to food banks. Mm-hmm. Because there's a lot of food waste, there's a lot of landfills, there's a lot of production that goes into making our food. Mm-hmm. So we got to have this discussion, and you will get to hear it soon. But I wanted to ask a question of the podcast. Believe it or not, it is not, do I have more pen on my face? But
banana, orange.
I am glad you didn't say banana.
Yeah.
Jerrica Ferguson, because we are talking about the environment, and you know, we've talked food before and we've had food questions. I wanted to ask you, what is your favorite season?
Fall. Like autumn fall.
Leaf fall down.
Yeah,
right?
something like that.
Yeah, right.
Because the bugs aren't out. Okay. I like the cold, but it's not like so cold that I feel like I have to wear gloves.
Yeah.
I think I like the changing of time.
Uh-huh.
I think it's great.
Okay.
What do you think?
I also love fall. Leaf fall down. Autumn.
Still making that joke. Continue.
Yeah. I'm like a dad over here all of a sudden.
Oh my God, I made the worst joke. I'll tell you later. I can say it now, I don't know.
Okay.
So you and I were in a training.
Yes.
And a girl in front of me was just like, she goes, she had a Baby Bell cheese,
okay.
You know, thing. And she goes, she's like, oh, what did she say? She's, I can't.
Okay, forget it. No
she
joke.
Was a big, yeah, I'll yeah. have to think about it.
Okay, we'll come back to that. But yes, autumn, leaf fall down, is my favorite season because you get the changing of the season. So all of the leaves go through this change within the whole color spectrum of that kind of like fire color,
mm-hmm.
right? So you get your yellows, your oranges, your reds, your browns. I love that business.
Yeah.
Right?
I agree.
So I love that. I love the crisp, clean air, the coolness. Yeah, very much so. Yeah, and it's not...
I feel like it's still not like... rainy, yeah. right? So it's still dry, so it's like I can still go outside.
Yeah. And not have your shoes destroyed by yeah. all of the water
yeah.
that won't stop
yeah.
pouring from the sky.
Yeah.
Because that's what we're doing now.
Right, but I do mean, like, I do want water because it helps with, like, our,
yes, we need
like,
it.
Aquifers and our, like, snow caps.
We definitely stuff, need it, but I would like it to stop ruining all of my shoes.
Yeah, I just can get, like, better boots.
Yeah, I actually do.
Yeah.
That would solve my problem, wouldn't it? Yeah. Look at that. Problem solver. Jerrica, I value you.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're going to kick off the podcast talking with Judy Jones, Development Director for Thurston County Food Bank. Here's that interview. All right, so I'm here with Judy Jones. She's the Development Director for Thurston County Food Bank. Judy, thank you for joining me today.
Absolutely. Thank you for the invitation.
Anytime. So can you give us a little history about Thurston County Food Bank and what your organization does for the community?
Absolutely. We have been in this community for 48 years.
That's incredible.
We are almost 50 years old.
Yeah.
Very excited about
yeah.
that. We got started with a handful of folks from churches and temples, really looking at the community saying, we have hungry folks, mm-hmm. they need help, we need to do something.
Okay.
And that's how it started, in the basement of a church. We have grown quite a lot
yeah.
since then. But it really was out of a need of recognizing what the community was lacking and how we, as a collective, could help.
Nice.
And it's wonderful what we're able to do these days.
And you guys, right now, you have a location downtown. When the CFD, we've volunteered with you guys before. When we started that, there was the location downtown. But since we had volunteered with you the first time, you've grown. What other locations do you have?
All right, so in addition to downtown, which distributes directly to families and mm-hmm. individuals, we added a warehouse about 5 years ago.
Okay.
That's a distribution center to our partners, mm-hmm. not to people, but to our partners in the local area and beyond. And we also, in the last 2 years, have added a property that is still in development in Lacey. And that has a garden that's operational, run by Grubb. It has a farm stand, which we opened this last fall
nice.
To distribute produce for free to folks. And this year, we hope to finish a pantry, which would open by the end of this year.
Okay, and where would the pantry be located?
In Lacey.
Okay.
It's all that whole piece of property,
okay.
which is 1.4 acres, is in Lacey on Martin Way.
Okay.
So great location. But we really recognized that the next place we needed to move was where we had quite a significant number of our current customers.
Sure.
And that was Lacey.
Yeah, they might not be able to make it downtown.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's a long way to go.
Okay. And then as far as, I mean, you guys are Thurston County Food Bank, but is Thurston County the only area you serve?
It's not.
Okay.
We have grown also in that area. Lewis and Mason County are counties that needed support
mm-hmm.
in a variety of ways. We've been able to get federal food to those counties.
Okay.
And also just share in our resources with the pantries that are in those communities.
Okay. So on this podcast, we've talked to a number of food-related organizations, and we've talked to a number of environmental organizations, but we've never dedicated an episode to talking about food and environment simultaneously. As a food bank, how does the environment affect you guys?
So we've been pretty aware of what food procurement and food rescuing means and the impact it has on the environment.
Okay.
We've even gotten some Department of Ecology grants to support our efforts in educating the community
okay.
in the significance of food waste
yeah.
on the environment and how we as individuals and we as a collective can really make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Food waste across the country is at 40%.
Yeah.
And people are sort of aghast at that. And I go, no, Thurston County does a little bit better.
Sure.
We only waste 25% of our food.
Okay.
And that's not good.
No, it's not.
So, you know, for greenhouse gases, it is significant in the impact it has on the community.
Yeah.
So our focus not only is redirecting food to feed people,
mm-hmm.
but to really make a difference on the environment. And
yeah.
so at 25%, it's still not a good percentage. It's better than the national average.
Yeah.
But in 2018, we were able to redirect over 4 million pounds of food that would have ended up in a landfill.
Nice.
And so that we feel good about. We continue to stay focused on really taking good, healthy food
mm-hmm.
and getting it into the hands of people in our community.
Yeah. And when you said food rescuing, that's mm-hmm. honestly the first time I've ever heard anybody use that phrase. Mm-hmm. Is that what you mean by taking those 4 million pounds of food and, like, moving it back into, like, the need?
Yes. And okay. sometimes it's a little scary when I use the word rescue. You might think, oh, my gosh, what are they rescuing? and really one of my lines is we're redirecting food from landfill to table, which uh-huh. might also scare people. But this
is not actually in the landfill yet.
It is not, yeah. and it is grown and produced and healthy and mm-hmm. edible, consumable okay. food mm-hmm. that is going to waste unless someone like us redirects it to people. And yeah. so that is our rescue. It's a gross. We call it grocery rescue, restaurant rescue.
Yeah.
We're going almost everywhere to try to rescue that food.
Okay, and with some of that food is. Some of it what is called the ugly produce, like the carrots that are like, hey, this carrot has two ends, or this apple's misshapen. Is it some of that food as well?
It is. Okay. Some of it might be slightly bruised, doesn't mm-hmm. have the same eye appeal,
sure.
doesn't meet some of the visual standards that a retailer might want.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also things like the 30 to 40,000 pounds of locally grown produce at Kiwanis Gardens that oh. is gorgeous
yeah.
and looks better than what I find at the grocery store.
Very nice. Shout out Kiwanis.
Mm-hmm.
So you, of course, being in the food industry, you've heard of the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15 lists. How difficult is it for an organization like yours to have access to clean, quote-unquote clean, or organic foods? How hard is that to get those kind of foods to your clients?
I think it really, we're trying to source that as best we can. Mm-hmm. A lot of times with grocery retailers, it's a hit or miss. We don't have control over what they're donating.
Yeah.
And so that's a little less controllable when mm-hmm. we talk about our gleaning program,
yeah.
which is harvesting things that wouldn't ordinarily go to market.
Okay.
We have much more control over what's available coming from the local farms and gardens.
Sure.
Much of it is organic, and again, much is very beautiful stuff
yeah.
That just is overproduced, overgrown, and would need to get redirected.
Yeah.
So we're poised and ready for that. But
we're
very conscientious about trying to source the healthiest food. Don't always have the most control.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that when you are working with a local organization who's growing food, say they planted kale, but not everybody wanted kale from the garden, so it ends up with you guys? Does that happen?
I would say so. Mm-hmm. A lot of what's grown might be just an overproduction
yeah.
at the local level, and then we get it. I think through our SNAP education, our nutrition education program, we're able to educate and expose folks through some of our tasting programs to kale
yeah.
and parsnips, all kinds of things that people might not be accustomed to cooking with on a regular basis.
Yeah.
So we are going to take that surplus, lovely, beautiful stuff that maybe is a little less familiar to folks
uh-huh.
and get them familiar with it and give them some things to taste and some recipes. And
yeah.
And we've gotten feedback that has worked.
Oh, nice. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is super great. So if there's something that's happening in the environment, whether it's locally in our area or not, like not enough rain or fires or hurricanes, that obviously will impact a farming community. How does that impact your organization in terms of food availability or even pricing for food?
Mm-hmm. I think for us, the growing season. So if the growing season is late,
yeah.
then our gleaning program has a late start, which means all of that locally grown produce doesn't get to us
okay.
in early spring. It's delayed.
Yeah.
If it's a short growing season, then we are cut off sooner than we might have been. We've had growing seasons that have gone into November,
yeah.
which is fantastic.
Yeah.
It means that there are still crops coming to us that are locally grown that late in the year.
Yeah.
If it's a short season, things could end as early as September
yeah.
for us. And we're still sourcing food through grocery retailers.
Mm-hmm.
Not the same, though. Just
sure.
not the same.
Yeah. And with that kind of an issue, if there are fewer availabilities for fresh food, do you have to rely further on, say, packaged food?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, like you talked about earlier, food waste. So, it's a serious problem. And you said earlier, like, there's 40% food waste.
Across the country. Mm-hmm. Again, yeah. Thurston County, where I'm going to focus on the positive and say we're only at 25%.
Absolutely.
Which is still not acceptable, but it's better. Yeah. And I just want to keep, you know, kind of promoting and shouting that out to people so that they are just aware of what they do on an individual level and maybe as a collective. Because we could do better. Even at the food bank, we are constantly looking at our waste stream and trying to maximize everything that we get. And instead of into garbage and recycle, we are rerouting any of the food that we can't get out into people's hands to animal farmers in the local area. Okay. So even our footprint, we try to reduce.
Yeah, that was something that one time when we had volunteered there as a group, I had worked in the produce part of the food bank and being like, oh, well, if something is like not acceptable for somebody to eat, it goes into this bag. Well, what happens with the bag? We give it to a farm that has pigs and the pigs eat it. Mm-hmm. That was incredible to me.
Yep.
So it's great that you guys do that. Right now, I mean, you've got this garden starting up, this plot in Lacey.
Mm-hmm.
Do you compost to like any of the food waste as well that it doesn't go to animals? Do you do that at all?
Not yet.
Okay.
That it's a small farm run by Grub. So we've really passed that on to them to decide how they want to develop that.
Sure.
But they've got raised beds.
Yeah.
And they have been producing food. Mm-hmm. This last growing season was a short season for them. It was their first in short. But they produced over 600 pounds of food, which they donated back to us.
Nice.
And their intent, it's a therapeutic garden for veterans and current service folks. But they are hopeful that in sharing with the folks working the garden, they will have food for us as well. But the focus is therapeutic.
Yeah.
But their farming practices and their growing practices are going to be their choice.
Sure.
But I would imagine that we will see some of that.
Composting possibly in the future. Mm-hmm. Right on. So as far as food waste, is when you guys have food that you're like, we can't give this to clients, is right now giving it to farmers who have animals, that's how you route that food back out?
Yes.
Okay. So as far as partnering with organizations, you mentioned that too. Do you partner with organizations like farms that are outside of Thurston County or like anybody in the environmental field in Thurston County?
Well, we partner primarily with Thurston County Farms.
Okay.
It's just easier for us to be able to access those if they're not too far away, to get it in a timely fashion.
Sure.
A lot of times we get calls saying, gosh, this needs to be harvested in the next week. If you can pull that off, otherwise we're going to have to till it under or something.
Yeah.
And so there's a quick turnaround a lot of times with our farmers. So closer to home is easier for us to manage. I would say environmentally, again, we have done things with Department of Ecology in one of our grants. Impacted North Thurston Public School children. We went into schools and talked about food waste.
Yeah.
Talked about, you know, where does food come from? What happens to food that isn't eaten out of their refrigerator or at their school, and the impact it has on the environment? They even helped design a piece of art that is permanently installed at our new Lacey property. So really kind of a full circle. We're hoping those kids will come out to work the garden and to see what they took part in as far as art and education.
Nice.
So we do partner in an unusual, that was a very unusual partnership and sort of a lasting relationship, I think, with that art.
Okay. And then, like, that's the first time I've ever heard that the Thurston County Food Bank has gone into a school to talk to kids about something like food waste. Is that something that you guys will be able to do in the future, like more often?
Presently, we're doing nutrition education in elementary schools. That has been a program we've been doing for about the last 8 years. Very well received in the North Thurston Public Schools. And I think that has been the entryway into doing more things with kids at school.
Yeah,
I think the ecology focus was specific to that grant,
okay.
But it was so well received that if it can align with our mission and what we're trying to do in the community, we would love to do more.
Nice.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I bet. And then as far as those kids, they get some of that impact, they get it from you directly, mm-hmm. so they find out about how food works in the food cycles. Do you see groups of children who get to volunteer? Like, what are your volunteer levels mm-hmm. for age?
So a lot of times folks say, well, gosh, can kids volunteer? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We have children who are 12 and older can mm-hmm. volunteer independent okay. of parents. Children under that come with a parent or adults. We have classes. Okay. We had kindergartners.
Yeah.
They were adorable doing work. But they're, you know, trying to figure out what they can do. And there's certainly yeah. things, you know, putting apples in a bag.
Yeah, yeah.
They can do. So every age. But we have regular groups, whether it's a service focus from a school district that says, mm-hmm. okay, this is our week of service, and we're going to try to get out in the community. We have that on a regular basis.
Yeah.
To kids who just come as part of maybe a high school service club,
okay.
or to get credit for a biology class,
sure.
or just because they want to serve.
Nice. And
so summer is a really busy time. We encourage kids to come in summer, stay busy,
yeah.
Feel good about what you're doing, and it helps in down the road in applications, whether yeah. it's a scholarship or a job application. They, yeah. you know, it shows that they care,
that they're part of their community.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. So as far as farm, you have the one plot that's in Lacey now. Do you think that it would be like a dream to have more land availability for the Thurston County Food Bank to grow more food?
I think our business is to provide food mm-hmm. and to distribute, to redistribute
yeah.
Food. It's a little bit of a stretch for us to get into the farming business.
Sure.
We definitely want to support it.
Yeah.
But I think for us to own more farmland would mm-hmm. not necessarily be what we want to
sure.
get into.
Yeah.
But with Kiwanis, we've had that partnership for many years.
Yeah.
And we provide groups and volunteers and whatever support we can. But those plots, and they've got three
okay.
in the county, are run by volunteers and managed okay. by volunteers. So we just do our best to support their efforts.
Really?
And I think that's the best model for us, is supporting local farms, community gardens in whatever way we can. I
yeah.
think St. Mark's is another great example. They have a community garden on their property.
Okay.
And the elementary school across the street comes over
yeah.
and does all of the planting.
Really?
In spring.
Oh,
each
that's
class,
great.
Each grade does a different crop.
Yeah.
And so I think that is like a beautiful partnership
yeah.
in how we support a local garden. And that produce comes back to us. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the kids get that mm-hmm. hands-on experience to see how their food is actually mm-hmm. made.
Yes.
That's great. So let's say someone hears this podcast and they want to begin giving to Thurston County Food Bank. Can you talk about what donations do for your organization?
Absolutely. So there are many ways you can support our efforts.
Mm-hmm.
You can give of your time, you can donate dollars, or you can donate food. A lot
okay.
of times people say, gosh, what's better?
Yeah.
Especially if you've volunteered and you've seen our shelves
mm-hmm.
or you've looked at the food, and people say, well, what's better? We can certainly take your dollar and stretch that dollar and buy in bulk, which is what we're able to do now with our warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
We also like the variety of types of food that we get through donations
okay.
from people. So as I look at our offering of peanut butter, for instance,
mm-hmm.
if we're buying in bulk, chances are we're getting maybe one brand.
Sure.
It might all be creamy,
mm-hmm.
and some families may be like chunky.
Yeah, yeah.
and they like a particular brand. So
yeah.
we encourage folks to volunteer or to donate food as well as dollars. But
uh-huh.
it absolutely does help to have that variety of food for people to select. Another example is we give out birthday bags to families with children
okay.
12 years and under.
Yeah.
Cake. We give them a cake mix,
yeah.
a frosting, and small gifts and toys, candles, all kinds of things to support a true little birthday party.
Yeah.
well, if people didn't donate the cake mixes and frosting, we might not buy those. We rely heavily on donations for that program. And we've recruited particular groups of people who've embraced that and said, oh my goodness, we want to support that program. Yeah. Everybody should have a birthday party.
Totally.
So those are the ways that donations can really impact our program and our services.
Very nice. So before we go, do you have any upcoming events or programs other than the Birthday Bags program that you'd like to highlight?
Well, I do want to remind folks, and they may not know, but the other bank, which is non-food items, are now housed through the Thurston County Food Bank.
Yeah.
So we are able to distribute, and we do distribute on a monthly basis, non-food items, and that includes diapers and baby wipes and toilet paper and shampoo and razors and soap, all of that stuff that, again, folks who are struggling to make ends meet or living on tight or limited budgets really could use some help with.
Yeah.
So that's one thing that we do every month at our downtown location, and we'll be expanding that program out to Lacey.
Very nice.
And beyond. We also have some events. February is Dine Out Month for the Thurston County Food Bank. So I'd encourage folks to check our Facebook page and our website to look at the restaurants and cafes that are supporting our Dine Out. We even have some that are spilling into March, which is great. So February and into March, we'll have local restaurants donating a percent of their proceeds on a particular day and time.
Okay. So very
we appreciate
nice.
That support from local businesses. March 14th, so Pi Day, 3.14.
Pi Day, yes. Pi Day is an important day.
Pi Day is important, and at the Olympia Center, we have our annual Pi Fest.
Yeah.
So if you like eating pie, I definitely encourage you to come out on that Saturday afternoon. Check our website for the details. But if you like pie, I will be there eating pie.
Very nice.
I love pie. So.
Well, my co-host is not a cake person. Jerrica is a pie person, so she will be extraordinarily excited about that one.
Awesome. So that will be great. I think we're shooting to have 150 pies
available. Oh, right on. Okay.
To sample from, so that should be good.
Nice.
And then I think probably our last one is April 5th. We're doing something, a one-time event at the Washington Center for Performing Arts.
Yeah.
Had an unusual opportunity to do something there. So we're doing a program called Listen, and it's the songs and stories of our community.
Okay.
And that will be showcasing local storytellers and choirs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a community building, community gathering event.
How did that event come about?
Really, it started with a, would you like to host an event at the Washington Center for Performing Arts? And that was an invitation through the Lacey community that gets so many days per year that they can gift at the center to a nonprofit. And we heard about it. We applied.
Yeah.
And we got selected for one of their what's called free days. And then I started thinking about, well, how do I gather a community? What sorts of things might people be interested in from all walks of the community to come together? And I thought about songs and stories, and that's how it came. one afternoon
right on.
Of being creative.
Yeah.
And so I'm pretty excited. And as I share with folks, they really do get excited just hearing about it.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be fun.
Nice. Well, right on. Well, Judy, thank you so much for coming on the podcast and telling me more about Thurston County Food Bank and sharing with us about what you guys do.
Thank you so much again for the invitation. We appreciate sharing.
Absolutely. All right, so that was our interview with Judy Jones. She is an incredible lady, and we talked about some cool, good things.
What
cool, good things? Because you weren't there, were you?
I wasn't, so I'm really curious.
So you're curious.
What food matters in the environment?
Yeah, so some of the stuff that we talked about was things that they do.
I'm sorry.
Do you have the giggles? I think you have the giggles.
Yes.
Did you think of your joke?
Oh, no, because I can't remember. I know how the joke ends, and it was great. I just can't remember. What's her name? I like her now. I want to be your friends. Works in corporations.
Oh, Bernadette.
Bernadette said that made me reply. I know what my reply was. I don't remember what she said. Okay. Continue, though.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
It worries me that you're not writing down that you need to edit this.
Oh, yeah? Shall I edit all this out? Is that what you're trying to tell me? Please don't.
Okay. Scene.
Scene.
So, what did... how was the interview?
It was great. See, you have the giggles.
I'm sorry.
It's good. This endears people to us when we're ridiculous and have, you know.
No.
Yes. Yes, it does. So, yeah, we talked about the environment in within the food bank because we have volunteered there as members of the Combined Fund Drive. And back when we first started volunteering, one of the jobs that I ended up doing was in the produce section. So as you're going through and you're checking the produce and you're kind of sorting all the items, if you have a head of lettuce, and the leaves are damaged or torn or they're just wilted and not good, not great for human consumption, you take them off, right? You don't want to give somebody a head of lettuce. That's gross. Nobody does. But what do you do with that lettuce? For the food bank, they have bags that they put this kind of refuse in, and then they take it to a farm where pigs eat it.
Mm.
Because, hey, guess what? Why waste? Waste not, right?
And yeah, that's
great. And if you take those items and you just throw them out, then you're just contributing to more waste in the landfill.
Mm-hmm.
So they have these kind of things. They don't have entirely like a whole composting program quite yet, but that is kind of...
It's coming though, isn't it, with their new Lacey Food Bank?
Yeah, so...
And their Victory Garden.
Their Victory Garden, yeah. They do have some stuff out there for that to help with that kind of portion because, yeah, I mean, Lacey... Having that plot available, that's going to boost the food that gets out to the community so much more than just having one location downtown. So it's great that they have that available as well. But they had a couple other community gardens that they were kind of like starting to, you know, expand to. So we'll see how that goes. And then the other bank is now part of Thurston County Food
Bank.
That
is right.
So they have not only food to help distribute to people, but... hygiene products, diapers, those kinds of things that people need but can't always afford when they are on super limited budgets.
Right.
So it was really great to listen to Judy talk about what the food bank does and the kind of impacts that food has on the environment within their organization and what they do to kind of stem the tide of waste when it comes to produce and waste when it comes to just us in general as people who are using fresh fruit, fresh produce, those kind of items. Upcoming events. We got a couple. So we have some recognition events that are still coming up. We don't have dates quite yet or locations for our Spokane and our Whatcom County events, but we're aiming for those events to happen in March and April. So keep your eyes peeled for those when we're going to be coming to your area and your region. But we do have the events for Snow King and Thurston. Those recognition events are going to be happening soon. Snow King's event is March 3rd at the Center for Urban Horticulture. It is going to be showcasing all the efforts that the volunteers in the Snohomish King County region have put forth. And if you're close working or living in that area, you can definitely come up to that recognition event to see all the efforts that volunteers have made for us and for all of the Combined Fund Drive charities that get represented every single year. But if you are in the Thurston County area or would just like to be part of that recognition event, it's happening March 13th at the SPSCC Lacey campus. So we're looking forward to thanking all of those volunteers and for all their hard work, their effort. And for both of those events, we're really grateful that we're working with the steering committees, Thurston County and Snow King, to help us put those events on, because without them we wouldn't be able to take care of all of these efforts without dedicated volunteers. So yeah, recognition events, it's great. And then we have a review of a couple events. One of them is our Valentine's Day Gram. It was February 10th through 14th.
Yeah, it was really awesome. Really successful event. Thank you everybody that participated in that. We raised just under $1,000. Just such a fun, love-filled event.
Yeah.
And it's
promotion.
Online
promotion. Yeah.
It's
an
e-gram thing, and I just think it's a fun thing to do this week.
Yeah.
That week.
That week. And then we had an awesome event that this is the second time they've had it. It's Department of Corrections and Bates Technical College volunteers working with some partners like Numbers to Names. It was Unguarded. That's what that one's called. It's an art auction for it's really showcasing incarcerated artists' artwork, paintings, sculptures, jewelry, the gamut of artwork. And the artwork benefited the YWCA of King, Kitsap, and Pierce County. So we are so grateful to have worked with them. It was at the LeMay Car Museum, yeah. And we're still tallying numbers for how much that raised. But it was incredible, and it was a really fun event.
Yeah, I can't wait for next year.
Yeah. So that's what we got going on right now. But you can catch us on the flip side next time. We'll see you later.